This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says squash bugs, blister beetles, cucumber beetles, and squash vine borer are all currently active in Kansas. Raymond, maybe an update on bagworms to begin with. Finally reached that point where it's really too late to spray?
Yeah, Jeff, at this point where the bagworm male and females are going to cap the top, we call that the green or brown cap period, unless they're coming out of the bags and feeding, any sprays are going to be very ineffective or result in low mortality. So at this point, it's probably best to go in and just hand remove the bags, because at this point, spray applications are going to be less effective than they were early on when they were, like we always recommend, an eighth to quarter inch long, and the caterpillars are coming out feeding quite regularly. So at this point, that's the strategy for dealing with bagworms.
In terms of squash bugs, what are we seeing there?
Squash bugs are out. We're seeing the gray fifth instars, the adults. A little bit on squash bugs. The overwinter is adults. They come out, they mate, then they lay their eggs, the red, golden, or dark red eggs and leaf underside. The nymphs will emerge. You have five instars, and then they become adults. And of course, everything is in leaf underside. So if you're thinking of spraying, or spraying is one of the recommendations, is you have to get leaf underside. So you can squish the eggs or apply a horticultural oil, a mineral-based oil, to kill the eggs and the early instars, the nymphs, that is, that are out there. Once they become adults, they're very difficult to manage with insecticides because of the very waxy cuticle the adults have, which is very similar to grasshoppers. There's always the hand-picking, the vacuuming, other means, and there is an extension publication we have you can get online that details some of these management strategies or plant protection strategies to deal with squash bugs. Remember, they do vector diseases, and they vector a virus, and that can result in death of the squash plants.
Another thing we're seeing are blister beetles.
Yes, we're seeing a wide variety of blister beetles, but the main one is the ash gray blister beetles feeding on eggplant, causing substantial damage. You have to be careful with blister beetles because they will emit a material called cantharidin if you touch them. It's sort of a defensive compound, but they feed an eggplant. They can basically defoliate a plant given enough time, and the numbers are there. If you want to go out and hand pick them, you can wear rubber gloves or leather gloves, pick them off, put them in soapy water, and kill them. There are sprays that are out there, but you're going to have to make multiple applications to kill the adults during this time of year.
Also, cucumber beetles, another thing that we're seeing in the garden?
Exactly. Another vegetable pest, the cucumber beetle. We have the striped cucumber beetle and the spotted cucumber beetle. The spotted cucumber beetle right now is feeding the flowers of cucurbits because it's attracted to the volatiles that are given off, and that could impact the pollination. So you have to be cognizant of that and spray with some of the common materials. If you have any questions regarding that, you can contact your extension office or Department of Entomology at Kansas State on what materials to use. You have to be careful because you don't want to impact the bees. So you have to spray early in the morning or late evening to minimize any direct or indirect impact on bees, especially honeybees or bumblebees.
And finally, squash vine borer.
Squash vine borer, if you go out to your squash plants and you notice one out of four is wilting and you've given them water, you might want to check the base. If you see a green goo, sort of like a split pea soup type of material at the base of the plant, you might have squash vine borer. And a squash vine borer is a larva that tunnels into the squash plants and moves upward and cuts off the plant's ability to get water and nutrients, and that's why you see that wilting. Once they're inside the plant, it's really too late. Okay, so you have to think like next year. What we recommend is to watch your squash plants for red eggs. The female, which is a moth, lays red eggs at the base of a squash plant. You can squish them, apply a mineral oil. But when those caterpillars or the larvae emerge and tunnel in, it's too late. Another recommendation is after the end of the season, remove all debris. What they'll do is they'll, after tunneling in the plant, they'll go down to the base and they'll enter the soil to overwinter. So sanitation, removing all the residues and debris, and this is the same for squash bug, will alleviate or remove any larvae that are still in the plant, and for squash bug, remove any overwintering sites.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. Again, for more information, contact your local extension office or the entomology department at Kansas State. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.